You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Cole Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the LockedOn.com website, as well as the Locked On NBA podcast. And you can find that podcast right on the LockedOn.com website. It's a convenient location to find all of your favorite Locked On hosts and products. And the Locked On NBA podcast is just a fantastic place to go when you're looking for some coverage about the NBA league in general. It's the best way to follow the league you love to watch so much on a broader scale than just hearing about the Timberwolves like you do here on the Wolves Show. So make sure when you're done with this podcast to go check out and listen to the Locked On NBA podcast. All right, so today we're just going to be talking a little bit about the new guys, Robert Covington and Darius Arch. Those guys played last night in a victory over the Pelicans. New Orleans went down to the Timberwolves, and the Timberwolves stay pretty darn close to perfect. All six of their wins are home victories. They won 107-100 last night. Looking really good for large portions of this game. Obviously, you had the... We'll get into all that. We'll also get into just first reactions from the what we saw from the new guys last night in their performance. So we're going to get to all of that starting right now. All right, so the Timberwolves won at home, like I said, and they outscored the Pelicans in almost every single quarter. If you're watching the game, you saw that the Pelicans were able to jump back into this thing a little bit. The Timberwolves led by as many as 21 points, and the Pelicans were able to get back into things in that third quarter where they outscored the Timberwolves 27-18. And the Timberwolves, I was actually at this game with a couple of friends at this game in a more fan capacity. You could kind of tell there was a little bit of doubt there. The whole section basically was saying that this game was over when the Pelicans started creeping back into this game in the third quarter. And like I said yesterday, like I've said a couple times this season, the Timberwolves defense is not very good. They're going to give up runs. And the Pelicans are a good team. They'll probably be in the playoffs this season. They're a good team. They were a good team last year, and they stomped the Blazers in the playoffs last year. So it's not like you're going to, it's possible because any given night in the NBA, we know it's a marathon. But when you have all their guys showing up, Davis is playing, you have Mirotić knocking down a bunch of shots, Antoine Moore, with 31 points. Drew Holiday found his rhythm. He was at the beginning of that third quarter, he was 4-for-4. He entered the second half only knocking down one of his 8 attempts in that first half. So you knew that he's too good of a player to just have that bad of a night consistently throughout 2 halves of basketball. He didn't knock down any 3-pointers, but he was getting to the hoop, especially in that second half. He was getting some assists, and in that second half, he ended up with 12 points. So you knew he wasn't going to, and bulk of those in the third quarter. Let me pull that up just to make sure I'm spot on with the stats here today. Yeah, 6 points in the third quarter. And 4 assists. So you knew there was going to be a bounce back from that second half, or from that first half dominance by the Timberwolves, especially after that first quarter where they led 38-28. And it's a little disheartening that you have fans bailing on them in a home game that quickly. When I know this is a long season, but at this point, 15 games in, you kind of know what to expect a little bit from this team. Turnovers are going to be key. Fast break points are going to be key. Their defense is not going to stand up, especially not through an entire game against a playoff caliber team. And that kind of was the big difference in this game. Fast break points, 20-11 in favor of the Timberwolves. They ended up with 5 steals. I thought all of the steals were pretty important. You had Covington with a couple. Wiggins had 3 steals. You had a steal from Jeff Teague, a couple from Sarge. It felt like all of these were important, and this total is wrong from from NBA.com on the steals. But they had a bunch of steals. There we go. 14 steals for the Timberwolves. That looks better. NBA.com not reloading quite quickly enough. But there we go. 14 steals for the Timberwolves. Big night turnover wise for them, especially rebounding from that game they had against the Nets, where Towns with the 10 turnovers and they had 23 turnovers on as a team. 15 only tonight, or last night, excuse me, against the Pelicans. And again, that's what they're kind of substituting defense. It's kind of like when you see a team in the NFL who doesn't have that primary running back, and they can kind of piece it together with some scat backs. And so instead of a dominant running game, they don't have a three-down back, so they decide to pass it. They substitute the running game with passes behind the line of scrimmage, with little screens, with quick passes right in front of the line of scrimmage to their backs, substituting the running game for really quick, short passes. That's exactly the same thing. An apt comparison, don't mean to pat myself on the back there, but that's kind of the best comparison you have to the Timberwolves and their defense. They don't have a defense that's going to shut people down. You saw some pretty good moments from some guys. You saw some moments where Towns was great in this game too. You saw some moments from Towns where he was playing really well against Davis, playing really well in the paint, but you don't have really a standout performance for the entirety of a game from any of these guys. So you're substituting with turnovers and fast break points. You're going to beat their defense. You're going to beat their transition defense. You're going to beat up on a team in the fast-paced kind of mode, and you're going to get points from those steals, from those turnovers that you're forcing, that you're creating, and that's going to be kind of what you can substitute for your defense. And so expect the Timberwolves to keep playing like this. Expect this to be kind of the hallmark of what the Timberwolves are going to be doing throughout this season. Expecting anything else, I think, would be foolish, very foolish. As far as really getting into some of the stuff this team did well, I really like the way Towns played. He was aggressive. I know that the 25 and 16 rebounds, a little under what I predicted for him. You have to remember there was that silly call on that screen early in the fourth quarter, I believe it was, where Tyus Jones just uses the screen of Towns to get the defender off balance. I believe it was Antoine Moore. And because he pulls a quick right-left move, it looked like it was kind of a moving screen. And it definitely wasn't. Towns stayed stable, but the man went down. Looked a little bit like a moving screen. If you saw it quickly on the replay, you could see it wasn't. But in real time, I could see why maybe it looked like a bit of a moving screen. And so he gets that fifth foul. They pull him for a lot of minutes there. And then you have Gorgie matching up against Davis, which was just no good. But I really feel like he could have dropped 35 points on this team if he had been in a little more. But I also like the rotations they had. I really like seeing Sarge play 20 minutes in that first outing. Covington looks pretty good. He hit some key threes. This team went 14 of 32 from three, 43% from downtown. Wiggins, his first three shots, or I believe it was three or four shots, were from downtown. He was knocking down some threes. 9 three-point attempts, a few more triples from him than you're used to seeing. He actually led the team in three-point attempts. He played really well. I already talked about his steals, but 23 points for him, 6 rebounds. It was just a very solid group effort, which is what you're going to have to see. And here's the other thing, too. One of the bigger takeaways, I would go away from this game with three takeaways, and one was that Towns and Wiggins played really well, and it was very complimentary basketball with the rest of the team. This team played well as a unit. Two is that Teague was showing some real problems, and we'll get to that in a second. And three was that the additions of the new guys on first blush seems really solid, and then we'll close the show out with that. But let's get to that second point, because I was talking about how they're complementing each other and how this team played well as a whole, shot really well, 41% from the field, 43% from the three-point line, 79% from the free throw line. They were getting turnovers. The defense did what it could, about what you expect from the Timberwolves right now, and the offense played really well. They spaced the floor pretty well. Here's the thing, though, is that, like I said, the Pelicans are getting back into this thing. The Timberwolves are probably – I don't know if there's – even if you don't have the foul on Towns, even if Derrick Rose is playing this in this game, I don't think there's a version of this game that has the Timberwolves winning by, like, 25 points. I think that there was always going to be a run. Jrue Holiday was always going to kind of wake up and get out of his slump. There was going to be some moments for Anthony Davis. He still had 29 points, 11 rebounds. There was going to be some moments where Anthony Davis just got his because he's a stud and he's one of the best players in the NBA and he's going to get his points. So they're going to go on some runs, but I don't think it's nearly as close either. I don't think this is a seven-point game if Derrick Rose plays. Here's the thing. Jeff Teague, and I try to defend him as much as possible, and he looked good for large portions of this game. 14 points, 14 assists. He was sound, and I get that he didn't shoot very well, but he was distributing really well. He got to the free throw line. Especially later in this game, there's a couple times he got to the free throw line, which is good. Here's the thing, though, is that the offense just plods when he is out there. The 11 minutes that Tyus Jones was out there, I thought were probably better than, I would say, 28 of the minutes that Jeff Teague played. I thought the were less value, or not less valuable, but less electric, less of what you need than the 11 minutes that Tyus Jones gave them. You just need to pass it by. And there were plenty of times where Jeff Teague was out there, and I would say one-third of the time Jeff Teague was out there, the offense moved like it should and passed around and made the extra pass to find the open guy and find the right look, and there wasn't the guy who was shooting that shot that was just one pass more and it would have been perfect. There wasn't a lot of that. There was a ton of the team making that extra pass. Here's the thing, though, is that there were plenty of times where Jeff Teague holds the ball and dribbles the ball too long. And there are plenty of times, I mean, in the third quarter, it felt like there somebody at the half bet him $200 that he couldn't pass to Taj Gibson every possession. I mean, I like Taj Gibson as much as the next guy. And he had 10 points, 4 rebounds. He had a steal and a block. He did some nice things, and I like him in that role where he's playing under 30 minutes. I think right that 22 to 25 minute range is probably a sweet spot for Taj Gibson. Maybe shading a little more with Sarge on this team, maybe shading a little more towards the 22 mark. And he can still do things. He still can do some defensive things, and he's not going to take a lot of ill-advised shots. 57% from the field. He only took 7 shots, and he's really picking and choosing his looks. But there's a lot of times where Taj Gibson just wasn't the pass, and he kept trying to feed it in and force it into him because there was some kind of matchup that they thought they could exploit. Here's the thing is that the Timberwolves did really well early on, passing around the perimeter, stretching out the floor, and then finding it, really isolating Towns one-on-one and really making sure that paint was freed up. And with a long team like the Pelicans, spacing out the floor as much as possible for Towns is really important. And it just feels like when you have Tyus Jones in there, when you have Derrick Rose in there, it feels like the spacing is there more consistently. It feels like the speed and the tempo is there more consistently. And with Jeff Teague, there are plenty of times where it really feels like you're kind of plodding. And I get that there are times where you don't want to push the pace, and I get there are times where maybe you've got to wait a little bit on a shot, and you've got to wait a little bit on the deeper into the shot clock, but it seems more times than not Jeff Teague is kind of dribbling around a little bit in that shot clock when you'd really like to have some movement passing around. And there's two sides of this. Maybe when Jeff Teague is dribbling around, there were plenty of possessions where Jeff Teague's dribbling and everybody's kind of stuck in their spot. If you got one guy dribbling around and he's going to dribble for the first 10, 12 seconds of the shot clock, get a little movement around him. Set a screen for somebody else to break somebody loose so that when he passes the ball, you've got a really good look for him. Or maybe when he dribbles in a little bit off that penetration, find some space and open up. That said, though, you can, there's a better way to find that space, I think. And you saw that a bunch of times when you pass it around a few times, get that good look for Covington or for Wiggins. And you just see that more with Rose, and you see that more with Tyus Jones, and they're pressing a little bit better. They're pressing a little bit faster. And I don't know. I don't know how many more games I want to see when you have – and I know that Rose was inactive, so it was a moot point for last night's game. But I don't know how many more games I would like to see Jeff T pull basically 37 minutes. I'm just being honest. And I know he's a starting point guard, but you've got – two other point guards that are really good and running this offense really well. And so I'm not saying bench Teague, or I'm not even saying that you should see him under 20 minutes a game, but I think you've got to get a healthy dose of the other guys. I would have loved to have seen 18 minutes of Tyus Jones last night. I would have loved that. I thought it would have been really great. Also, I really loved, I know I haven't really mentioned him, we've got a lot to talk about this game, but Josh Okogie was really good last night too. 11 points. He had 3 steals. He had 5 rebounds. He only got 16 minutes. I thought he was really big in the 16 minutes he got. Also 60% from 3. He is shooting more confidently from deep. He's finding his confidence. He's finding his sea legs. He's playing fast. He's being an athlete. He's playing loose and free. And he's finding confidence in that outside shot. And that's another situation where, yeah, he's finding confidence outside shot, but if you're making that extra pass, you're making him that much more open, that's just going to help him too. That's just going to help out the young guy. That's going to help everybody out, but that's going to especially help out guys like Josh Okogie. And I think you saw that, kind of the benefits of that with his 60% shooting from the three-point line, 11 points in 16 minutes. Really impressed, as always, with Okogie, and really love his development. There's another guy. I mean, that's the thing, is that this team is so dang deep that you have to figure out how to play Okogie 16 to 20 minutes. I think Tyus Jones should get around 16 minutes. I think you want Derrick Rose to have about 20 to 22 minutes per game. And you just got to be okay with playing some starters less. Cut down on Jeff Teague's minutes. Cut his minutes down by 10 minutes, maybe even 12 minutes. Cut into Robert Covington's time. He played 41 minutes last night. And I liked that he played 41 minutes last night because they threw him in with a few different lineups, and I like the creativity there. But that should not be a consistent thing where he's consistently playing around 38, 41 minutes. I don't know if it will be, but that's something you don't want to see. And I like experimenting with Covington and seeing where maybe you can put him into different spots to succeed. But again, that shouldn't be a regular thing, because when you have Derrick Rose active and you have all these guards and you have all these wing players, a lot of guys need minutes. And I think that one of the big things I walked away from this game with was Jeff Teague probably shouldn't be playing this many minutes. All right, we're going to get to a quick break for some sponsors, and then we're going to get to the new guys. But first, some sponsors. We had the new additions in town playing. Covington, Sarge, they were both playing against the Pelicans, and they played really well. I really liked their performance. You had Covington with 13 points, and you had Sarge with 9 points. He had 2 steals, and he had 3 rebounds. He only played 20 minutes that game, but I like the three-point shooting that both give you. I like that Sarge was banging around a little bit more down in the paint. He was doing a few more things defensively, and Covington really showing up outside, 7 shots from three-point range, 42% from three-point range. I like that he was knocking down some jumpers, grabbing you some steals, getting a block, 7 rebounds for him. I just really love the spacing. And again, they had a couple different, I really liked the lineup that they had where it was Covington, Sarge, Towns, Okogie, and Tyus Jones. And I think they played that lineup with Teague out there as well, and Tyus Jones, both guards. I really liked, but I really like when you throw out all those long guys and then a point guard. And I really even think too, you could probably do something. It would be fun to see how that looks with Rose, where you have Covington, Sarge, Okogie, and Towns out there with Rose, see what that kind of pace looks like. Or maybe you go Covington, Okogie, Wiggins, Towns, and Rose. That would be fun as well. There's a bunch of fun things you can play around with, but I think the biggest thing was that Covington and Sarge are going to help this team from outside. They're going to add some things from outside. I think Sarge is going to add a nice little defensive presence inside and really relieve some minutes for Taj Gibson. And Covington, I'm really excited to see what he does. Like I said, experimenting with him a little bit last night, throwing him in a bunch of different lineups. I'm really excited to see him mostly play alongside Okogie and Wiggins are kind of the two guys I'm really excited to see how that threesome pairs together. And I think that the spacing that he's going to help this Wolves team find. Also, you saw Wiggins taking more threes. I don't think that was just a fluke and that was just, oh, it's the Pelicans, that's why I'm taking more threes. I think that was mostly because Covington really draws a lot of respect on the three-point defense. And you see that opening up a little space for guys like Okogie, open up a little space for guys like Wiggins, and they're able to have a little more confidence, have a little oomph behind their firing power from deep. I like what he gives their offense, and I think he perfectly slides into the defensive side of this too, where he's going to get you some turnovers and he's going to get down the floor quickly, help with your transition offense, help get your transition offense going off of turnovers, get some fast break points for this team. I like it a lot, and I know it's just one game, so I'm not going to try and overreact, but I thought that, like I predicted going into this game, I think that Covington and Sarge complement and add things that to this team without competing for shots or for positions or something like that with other players. I think you can add them in without having to take away looks and shots and stuff like that from guys like Wiggins or Towns or Rose or Okogie. I think they complement the game plan of the Timberwolves really nicely, and I really think that's going to be an encouraging mark going forward. So there you go. There's what I gleaned from last night's game. We'll be talking about the Trailblazers tomorrow. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another Locked On Wolves podcast. Make sure to rate and subscribe. I appreciate your ears as always. Have a fantastic rest of your evening, and thank you for listening to the Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.